Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas. I'm your host, and I'm here with
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one. TNT Dynamight.
What's good, Jonas?
There's a lot of good. He almost knocked unopened cans of Modelo off the counter.
This guy.
Dude, swear to God. Not much, man. Not a big news week. We're happy everyone is joining us. They don't pay us. Get that shit out of here. Get that shit out of here.
This episode's brought to you by Modelo.
Oh, dude, whatever. Thank you so much for joining us today. Whether you're on Twitch Live, twitch.tv/CrazyTownMediaLive, you're watching us live on our YouTube channel or many other places we stream this live. Or if you're just watching a replay on YouTube or listening to the audio only on Spotify, iTunes.
Yeah, shout out to the YouTube collective.
Hell yeah, man. We hit 200. We're moving on up to the east side or the west side.
The worst!
Dude, you came. We're sitting next to each other. You came at a frontward angle.
It
was your fault.
Wait,
for those of you not watching live, you missed out on. Why are you.
This episode brought to you by Ajax Dish Soap.
Oh, shit. But thank you all so much for listening, watching, whatever you guys do. Very, very much appreciated. And don't forget to follow us on social media. Crazy Town Media, anywhere, man. Search Crazy Town Media. It's popping up.
Oh, you telling me?
Yeah, you, TNT.
I already know where to find
it. And also, that cornucopia of continuous information, thecrazytown.com. So, TNT, what's up, dude? Are we going to you want to go first? Are we going to fucking
do we're going to do our usual thing, dude. Ooh. We've got memes now in our fucking show, so we're going to do our memes.
This is our meme? Okay. One, two, three.
Oh. Ooh. Wait, hold on, wait, start over.
Oh!
Because we were off on the first one. All right, here we go.
One, two, three, this time you go first, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, Jonas.
He won. We got to keep track of who's winning of them.
You won the first two.
Did I? Yeah. It's because I'm a winner.
Yeah, you did. All right, well, let's get to my big story, because I only got one big story today anyway.
Okay, all right. I love big stories, dude.
So, Australia. You know,
dude, I love it down under.
Yeah, it's basically British Florida.
British Florida. Is that how that works?
I'm pretty sure.
They're not even part of Britain.
I mean, they're kind of, you know.
How?
Doesn't some British people own them or something?
I don't think that's true.
You
just alienated all of our Australian viewers.
I'm pretty sure it was like a British territory.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
You know, they're the only country that's their own continent.
What?
Australia.
They're also a penal colony, Jonas.
Well, I mean, I don't know how many penals they got.
All right. Australia. Basically the Florida of continents. They have an issue with invasive species because obviously they're cut off from, like, the mainland.
Invasive species?
Invasive species.
Like people are bringing shit there?
Yeah.
What the
fuck?
Just
recently they had a whole uproar where they were going to kill Johnny Depp's dog because he snuck it over on his private plane.
Dogs over there.
No, it's not. Well, funny. You should say that. No, it's not even about the dog. It was the fact that he brought the dog over without getting it checked out.
Oh.
And it could have had some parasites.
Gonosyphil herpoids.
Yeah, well, Jonas, if you are sequestered in one place of the world and then somebody brings a disease that's common in the States but not common there, it could cause a lot of problems.
Oh, I could kill everybody.
Exactly. Lately, they've had an issue with a frog called the cane toad, which was brought over to eat beetles that were destroying crops.
Okay.
But
that sounds like legit.
But the toad was poisonous. And
to who? Humans?
To any animals that might try to eat it.
Oh, so, yeah.
And it also ate more than just the bugs that they wanted it to eat. So it's a big problem now, and they're actually talking about going around and killing these toads.
So you want a frog, a creature, to have selective insect eating. How do they think that shit was going to go over?
I don't know, dude. It's like that the nursery rhyme where you're like, hey, I don't know why she swallowed the fly. I guess she'll die. She swallowed a spider to catch the fly.
What the fuck?
You never heard that one?
Is that how it goes?
Yeah, dude. It goes from like the fly. It's always about the fly, but then you try to get something bigger And you always
Oh, and then she ate a horse to get the cat that ate the
See? So
I'm on top of what you're saying.
All right. So they're trying to get rid of a lot of these invasive species. That's their plan.
Okay.
But the most dangerous of these invasive species. The common house cat, Jonas.
Dude, they're trying to get rid of cats?
Florida continent, UK penal colony, Australia, has decided to kill 2 million cats.
2 million cats? What the
fuck? 2 million fluffy nubs.
What are the fluffy nubs? Oh, okay. What are they doing?
Mr. Socks and Bittersweet Biscuits, they're all going.
What's going to happen to their kitten mitten industry?
Well, Jonas, you know kitten mitten. I don't know if they have one. You know that cats, they eat rodents.
Well, yeah, they hunt things, yeah.
And birds.
Birds, hamsters, rats.
Well, Australia is home to many, many, many species of small rodents and birds, which these cats are bringing to the brink of extinction. And some are even extinct at this point in time.
Well, they just got to clone that shit.
So, Jonas, think about this. How would you go about killing a bunch of cats?
Put out a bunch of cheese. Cats, that's mice. Cats, put out a bunch of fish.
Cats don't eat cheese, Jonas.
Put out a bunch of fish.
Yes, okay, that's better.
Tuna.
Sure.
Tuna.
All right.
Mice.
Remind me never to ask you a question ever again.
Dude, how would I?
No, you're fine. You're fine.
You go out with a net.
No, you're right. You're right. This is how they're doing it. They're going to airdrop kangaroo sausages with...
Kangaroo sausage? Where the fuck is that on the cat delicacy list?
Well, cats eat meat, dude.
Okay. Carnivorous. Kangaroo sausage. That would be my first thing I want.
So dropping a bunch of kangaroo sausage with a twist. It has a drop of a herb called a tenasing. I don't know
is
how to
catnip?
No. It is an herb that is indigenous to Australia.
Yeah.
And is... what do you call it? And it's poisonous to creatures that are not born within its borders.
Jesus.
Yeah, man. They went all out for this.
So what if they, like, if I went there and ate some, would I die?
No, it is poisonous to humans, too. So they're going to drop a bunch of poisonous sausage.
What the hell could go wrong with that?
I know, right?
Nothing is going to go wrong with this. Because only cats eat sausage, no other animals.
Well, no, the animals that are indigenous to Florida, I always want to say Florida, Australia are going to be
Flaustralia.
Okay. Flaustralia are going to, they're going to be fine because they already have a tolerance for it. But these cats, they won't. Also hunting them, which, you know, there's been a lot of people like, is this humane or not? Because cats are under that canopy of animals that we...
Domesticated? That we, like, decided we shouldn't kill?
Oh, yeah. Horses, pigs, you know, I'm not gonna be that guy. I'm not.
Well, it's like horses, dogs, cats. You can't hunt them.
Wait.
Humans.
Yeah, for some reason, we don't eat a lot of horse.
We don't eat any. It must be too tough, dude.
Yeah, I hear it's not very good.
I wonder if they smoke that shit. Like, a brisket isn't a good cut of meat. Will you smoke that shit for, like, 19 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Tender as fuck, dude. I'll be like, nom, nom, nom. But I don't know about horse jerky or whatever.
There's some animals that are, like, on the cusp of being both, like, acceptable to eat and not.
Yeah.
Like, if you have a pet rabbit... It's like, I'm not eating this rabbit.
Right.
And even if your little girl's rabbit dies, you're not going to, like, fry that some bitch up.
They should.
Not wrong.
What's the best way to enjoy your pet?
Not take it to Australia. I'll tell you that.
I was going to say internally, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, definitely don't take your pets to Australia. I don't know. I just thought it was interesting that they are culling kittens.
Dude, I hope that the cats have an uprising and they, like, do something fucked up.
Well, these are a bunch of feral cats, mostly.
Oh, okay.
They're not just going to kill your house cat.
Oh, I got you.
They're not going to
knock like ravenous and rabies-filled and shit.
Yeah, and they're out there in the bush, and they're just like... they probably need to go, man. They're
doing bush kitty things.
They're taking over.
Okay. Last week we had a hero cat. This week we have a genocide of cats.
Dude.
I think I'm going to start out with a couple updates from previous stories.
Are we going to talk about the Sonic movie?
Oh, God.
Are we?
Let's just roll into it.
All right, fine. Let's talk about the Sonic movie.
Oh, my God. Today the trailer hit.
Been spending most of our lives living in a gangster's paradise.
Jesus. Dude, That looks like the worst piece of shit I've ever seen in my life.
All right. You can't just go straight for the neck, John. Dude. we gotta break it down.
You know what? I did enjoy one part of the trailer.
What was that?
Every story has its genesis. Did you catch that? I did. I like that.
Let me tell you right now, Jonas. There was leaks of the poster for the movie that had come out.
Yeah.
And people were like, you could just see like the outline of Sonic, and people were like, "Oh, this looks bad. This does not look good."
It's like what they did with the Grinch.
I felt like people are just kind of, but the Grinch was good.
No,
you didn't like the Grinch,
not the digital one, dude. Not the
with
fucking
Jim Carrey.
Yeah, dude,
it was pretty good.
All right, so we're not talking about the
either
Grinch.
Either way, that movie was not nearly as bad as people thought it was going to be. And I'm looking at it like, all right, so we don't really like the character model that might be as Sonic. After seeing it, I didn't care for it anymore.
He looked like a goddamn meth head, dude. Looked like Sonic on crystal meth. I saw a meme online. They're like leak of Tails, and Tails is like this feral, like ravenous fucking animal.
Jonas.
Dude, oh my god. What? I had to take some notes.
You took notes on it.
Sonic has giant hands and feet.
Not in the movie, doesn't
he?
Sir.
Is all svelte. And like
he's felt
as in he's very thin, his legs aren't long enough, he looks like he has been on a fucking bender for a long time.
Fuck, I don't even know what a bender is.
Meth, coke, alcohol.
A drug induced stupor.
Oh my god.
You know, like, look, seriously, John, I'm gonna get into like, how did it make you feel?
Bad.
Because when I first started watching it, I was like, okay, I'm not a Sonic fan, but I was like, all right, kind of excited. Another video game movie. I'm always excited when
Mario Brothers movie. That one turned out great.
So I'm watching it, and I'm like, all right, I'm giving it a chance. And then, like, I just, as it kept going on, I was like, oh, this isn't very funny at all.
Why is Sonic about a military fucking thing? Like, Jim Carrey's making fun of Army Colonels?
Honestly, best part of the whole fucking thing, the fact that Jim Carrey's playing Dr. Robotnik. I think that Jim Carrey is a national treasure,
and I think he'll probably do a good job. But isn't Dr. Robotnik fat?
Jonas, come on. You gotta take some artistic...
make Sonic a fucking meth head, make Dr. Robotnik's been on the Atkins diet for a few years.
Yeah, maybe they're saving it, Jonas. Maybe he'll get fat in the movie. I just don't know
what the military has to do with Sonic, period. Well, no Sonic game has ever had the military in it.
Dr. Robotnik has an army, dude.
The U.S. Army?
Look, I just know when I was watching it and Coolio was playing in the background.
Oh, dude, I was feeling it.
And I was just like, all right, let's see if this is any good. I went in with no preconceived notion.
I hadn't heard anything about it.
I was like, just deliver to me what you're going to deliver.
Ooh.
You're dealing with a blank slate here. And I just felt myself start to sink back in the seat, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, this is bad.
Yeah,
this
dude. That's all I have to say about it.
Why did this motherfucker dodge a bunch of rockets like the goddamn Matrix, but then he gets shot with a goddamn tranquilizer dart? You can't dodge a tranquilizer dart.
I didn't even think about that, dude. Okay, that's it.
This motherfucker can roll in the balls and break entire vehicles.
Go watch the trailer and then comment on this video.
Are you excited for Sonic? Are you? If you are, you're probably into that weird Sonic sex cult that's going on. Wow. It's a real thing, John. Jesus. Don't even fucking think it's not.
All right.
It really is.
I got a couple updates.
Goddamn Sonic.
Two updates. should I go with completely terrible or kind of fucked up first?
Between the two. Do this one.
All right. So, we talked a few podcasts ago. Uh-huh. Russia was going to start fining people for talking bad about the government.
Oh, cool. China.
Exactly. So the first person has been fined 2 days after the law goes into effect.
How much?
A 34-year-old man was fined the equivalent of $471 US.
God damn.
For saying Putin was a fantastical fuckhead.
Wait a minute.
That's what he said. And that's
basically nothing.
Right, exactly. They said that it was kind of ironic that the first thing that happens was someone making fun of Putin. So basically, he doesn't want people to talk bad about him. It's like Winnie the Pooh in China.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess it started a trending hashtag Putin is a fantastical fuckhead, and it was retweeted like 2,400 times, which would have been the equivalent, if they fined everyone, of over $1 million U.S. in fines if they would have went and hunted everyone down.
Yeah.
That's the first one, man. It's going to be one of many.
What kills me is that it wouldn't even be funny if they just didn't care. Like, if they didn't find the guy, nobody would care.
No. Nobody. They said that, like, all that did was bring a lot of attention to that, exactly. And then everyone started calling him that. So it was
he's the one who made a big deal out of it by being like, oh, that makes me offended.
Yep.
It hurts me when I'm in my safe space.
This one is the next one. The next update's about your mans.
That's it? We're done?
That's it. That was just a quick hit, dude. It's an update.
All right, fine. Updated.
Your man, dude.
I don't have many men.
You're R. Kelly.
Who's that, my mans?
I heard you jamming out, so I believe I can
you
fly.
Have never heard me jamming out. Anyways, not that I wouldn't, but you have not.
So
heard
this piece of trash, he didn't show up for a civil suit hearing. Yeah. Against one of the women
that
had him in the sex cult.
Yeah, Jonas, you can't show up for your civil suit. Of course not.
Yeah, dude. Because he says he can't read.
I know. Yeah, he can't read, Jonas. So how do you expect him to show up?
It says he got served but didn't know what the case was about. So he just didn't go. Didn't ask anybody what the fuck it was about. Oh, I got some a fucking court fucking constable, a bailiff comes to my, a constable comes to my house, a server, whatever they call those people.
Uh-huh.
Hands me court doc, says, you've been served, like in the movie, did like a breakdance and shit. And then he's like, oh, fuck, dude, I don't know what this is, I'm just gonna put it down.
Yeah, you just put that shit on the kitchen counter and you leave it right there, Jonas, and then it goes away.
Oh.
That's the way I've been treating most of the problems in my life. Taxes? Fuck you.
So, And the one thing that, like, kind of hit me about this was, besides this complete and utter bullshit...
Oh, he really can't read, though.
But he's been credited with writing songs.
Yeah, oh, John, you just gotta say the word. Somebody else writes it. But, yeah, he really can't read. That's been well documented that he's illiterate for a long time. This isn't a new development.
I'm just gonna be like, oh, I don't know what that is.
I mean, that's kind of some bullshit. he's, shit. I don't know, man. Maybe he doesn't have enough money anymore that, you know, his reading guy is... He had to fire his reading guy.
Any family? A guy down the road? His neighbor? Hey, bro.
What are you going to have them read your legal documents?
If I was illiterate and someone handed me court documents, I'd figure out a way to know what they said. What if it said you were getting dismissed of all your... debauchery.
Well, let's just assume that's what it is for, and then not show up, and then when it's not, we'll be surprised.
And he's like, oh, wait, can we redo? And they're like, that's not how the law works, bro.
Yeah, Jonas, that's a goddamn shame. That is not my man's, by the way.
I know, it's nobody's. It's not my man's, dude. I don't have any man's. Whatever, dude.
A little bit of your man's.
Yeah, all right.
I got another one, Jonas.
All right, you go.
I'm going, man.
You go.
I thought, which one did I pick, by the way?
Pick what?
You picked
the Russia. The one I did first.
Oh, those are the two stories?
Those are the two updates. I had two updates. One was terrible because it's R. Kelly. The other one was just kind of fucked up because it's Russia.
Is R. Kelly? R. Kelly was the terrible
one? Yeah, because he's a terrible person.
I mean, but the freedom of speech is being taken away, I think it's worse.
That's fucked up, though.
Then R. Kelly ain't illiterate.
Potato, potato. All right.
Anyway, fuck you, Jonas. Let's go. Hero Stutin, Jonas.
Hero Stutin. Saving people?
Take your goddamn hat off and stand up for America when you hear about the young man in St. Louis. It's ACT test day.
Okay.
You know what he decides to do? Lose control of his vehicle and drive it right into the school on ACT test day, postponing the test so you can study more.
Oh, boy.
How can you perform when the tragic events that have just transpired?
Did he kill anyone?
No, he didn't kill anybody.
Did he hurt himself?
No, he's good.
He's dead?
No.
Oh,
no, I said he's good.
Is he doing it on purpose?
Nah, he just lost control of his vehicle.
Dude, you know what I heard about today, though?
What?
They foiled a terrorist plot with 2 6th grade kids.
How did they do that?
They were going to, on the last day of school, they were going to go in with guns and shoot a bunch of people and kill themselves.
6th grade kids?
6th grade kids in Tennessee somewhere. They said they started getting whispers of a hit list, and they didn't find a hit list, but they found like a crudely drawn map of the school, and then they started checking like the kids' like phone records and shit.
Did they find guns or
anything? I don't know what they found. They didn't really say. They didn't, all they said was they fooled the plot. They're 2 6th grade kids, and that they got arrested.
Like, I don't know. I've been, like, angry and young before.
Yeah, dude. I've spent my whole young youth.
Young.
My whole young.
The two utes.
Two utes. Yeah,
I don't know, dude. I've been, like, angry and young before, and I've thought about, like, killing people and
really?
Shit. Yeah, but I've never, like, followed through with it. Like, I'm wondering what level it takes for the government to intervene.
Well, they were ready to die, too. Like, they were so full of hate, they wanted to, like, kill people and themselves.
I mean,
okay. Dude, I don't get it. I was just following up on your story about some about that, like
that had shit. Nothing to do with the hero student. I just thought I go from a hero and you go into like some 6th grade kids.
Dude, I
how
can't,
old are you in 6th grade?
12.
12 year old kids with a plot to kill their fellow students is a little bit different than a kid who saved the students a day of test.
That's very true. Jeez. I was just it was both school. There was like.
You got a warped sensibility, man.
Oh, whatever.
Maybe you need to start watching your Facebook page.
Yes, it's so used.
All right, that's basically my
that's life. It. All
I
right.
told you, Jones. I got a bunch of bullshit. It's been slow week.
I got some extras.
Oh, I got more. I got another.
All right, Florida man happened again.
Uh-huh.
26-year-old man. His name was Matthew.
Yeah.
He thought it would be nice. To put some cop lights in his car.
Did you say cock lights or cop lights?
Cop, red and blues.
Police lights.
Vehicle lights.
Okay, I gotcha.
He thought that'd be a great idea. Mm-hmm. His first mistake. And
yeah, that is definitely.
He decided to go ahead and try to pull someone over. He was like, you know what? I just want to pull this car over.
Impersonating a police officer is a crime.
It is. But you know what isn't a crime? Being a real undercover cop driving around trying to get pulled over by a man with cop lights on your car. So the man he tried to pull over was an undercover officer in an unmarked vehicle. To which the man did not pull over and just called into dispatch and led him on a chase until the real cops came and arrested
him. Wait a minute. So the guy ran away?
He just kept driving. He didn't like high speed chasing, but the guy didn't pull over. He just called dispatch, said, hey, some guy with fucking lights is trying to pull me over, and just kept driving until the cops came and actually pulled the real criminal over.
Well, that just seems nuts to me.
Why?
What?
He should stop and confront the criminal?
Well, no, not that he should stop and confront, because I can already picture it. I'm like, dispatcher, there's a cop behind me, or there's a car behind me. Did you just call him off, let him know I'm undercover? And they're like, we actually have no record of anybody behind you.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So,
right.
I don't know who the fuck this guy is.
Right, exactly.
It's like, all right, I'm just going to lead him around. Why would the guy keep following him? If he's not going to pull over, why would you continue?
Oh, you mean the criminal?
Yeah!
Oh, dude, I would have just flipped my lights off and just drove away.
Yeah, like, I would have been like, this ain't working.
Yeah, oh shit, this guy ain't afraid of the cops. He probably was like, I'm gonna show him. I'm gonna get all fucking yeah, Joe Hardass
exactly.
on him when he pulls over. And what he said was that he installed the lights to help him get through heavy traffic.
That'd be awesome.
That's what he you know. But here's my thing. You always talk about the iceberg.
Yeah.
So if he tried to pull over someone and it was the fucking undercover cops, this is not the first time he's tried to pull somebody over.
No.
Says, I swear, officer, the first time I ever tried to do it, and it was you.
It's not.
Right. So what's he doing? Fucking robbing people? Whatever. Sexually assaulting people? I mean, like.
Wait, what?
Dude, if you're pulling over people as a fake cop, you got ill intentions. It's one thing to have some lights so you can get through a traffic light.
Why did it have to go from robbery to rape?
What I mean.
Just like, I don't know, man. It just went to robbery to rape.
Dude. I'm just speaking how people are fucking evil.
Abducting children? What dude, else, Jonas?
I mean, it could be that, too.
What's he doing? Pulling these people over and killing their pet cats?
Yeah, dude. Stealing their dogs, taking them fucking home.
Jeez.
So he's like, yeah, dude. I mean, you don't have good intentions if you're pulling. Like, what was he going to do with this man when he pulled him over?
I don't know, man.
Tie him up, fuck him, and rob him.
You know, there's a good point there. he probably is doing something that's like beneficial to him. So he might be taking money. Like, I'm going to have to give you this ticket, or you can give me 20 bucks right now.
Or maybe he can try to get a bloge. From a dude or a woman, not just women.
What?
He's like,
why do you think that's what I had a problem with?
I'm going to give you a ticket, but if you give me a nice little bloge, we'll make it go away.
Oh, no, Jonas. We don't like the sexual assault.
No, but, dude, that's an offer. It's definitely an offer. What's the
one I can refuse?
Yeah, dude, you can refuse it. And he's like, well, that's not the offer I wanted to give you. How about this instead? You never know, dude. People,
you never know.
You never know.
I kind of feel
you
like
saw that
you
one documentary
know.
Where the guy was like, he was like, I haven't been gotten off by my wife in a long time. I just need a release. And he's like, what's a little HDA between friends? Ah, okay.
That's kid stuff.
Yeah, that's kid stuff. That's what he said. Oh, kid it's just stuff. Kid stuff. What fucking documentary was that? The one where the guy kidnapped his daughter.
Yeah, I did not see that. Vanished in Plain Sight or something.
Yeah, that shit was fucked up. Yeah, I mean, it's just like, oh, it's just kid stuff. Okay. Like, dude, come on. You ain't giving a handy to a dude unless you like giving handies to dudes, or you're a drug addict, or you're trying to get out of a ticket.
Jonas, you are all over the place, dude. Just, and the epicenter is always a hand job.
No, it is not.
It is, dude.
No, dude.
Somehow you have intertwined these two stories, one from a past existence and one from today, and their joining is a hand job.
Their glue is a
hand. Yeah, dude. This is the catalyst that brings these two together. You are a strange
dude. Whatever, don't
man.
Judge me.
I'm not judging you.
Oh, okay,
I just wonder what your obsession is with hand jobs, dude.
Are
you trying to subliminally get me to? You know, I'm wondering. I don't know.
where my heart lies.
God damn it, Jonas. All right, Jonas. My last story, which is basically nothing, because there's
all right.
Fucking
well, I got
nothing.
Two good ones left. So one was updates. What's your story, man?
It's basically nothing because there's nothing that happened this week. But I'm going
to
tell
you. You're right. I had to dive into the archives.
I'm glad.
Yeah, dude. All
right, so motherfucking, we're going back to fucking Australia, Florida.
Oh, my God. Two Aussie stories?
Yeah, man. Brisbane, Australia, Florida.
Okay.
You're familiar with the scooters that peep that the millennials drive.
Oh, where you run them for a dollar? And
yeah,
you know,
the little dollar scooter.
They're all over fucking Austin.
Well, they have this capability. How do you find one of those scooters? There's the app, and you also have the app has a little button that you can press, and the scooter makes a ringing noise so that you can find the scooter. You just go ding ding ding, and it rings. Now, a lot of people are taking these scooters and they're bringing them into their houses, you know, because they want to have them essentially for themselves to use whenever they want to.
All right.
Well, somebody found a way to hack not the voice box, but the bell? I guess the speaker. The speaker and the
oh, Jesus.
And the audio files in these scooters.
Oh, God. This sounds awesome.
So they have the scooter saying such things as, ride me, daddy. pull my hair when you're riding me. I like it like that. Various moaning noises. You know, just other things that obviously the scooter company doesn't want their scooters.
So just while it's chilling in your house, it's just like moaning over there in the corner?
It's only a few scooters. I think they said maybe like 8 or so scooters in Brisbane that were found doing this. There's like a whole line of them and they are all making these noises. But it just solidifies the fact that these scooters can be hacked into and that they can get them to say anything they want to.
Dude, anything can be hacked. Everybody's got a price.
Yeah.
For the $1 million man.
No. the moaning and the sexual innuendo that these scooters are spouting are a little racist. It's like a Chinese accent Asian accent.
Oh, dude.
But it's, you know, it's some pretty raunchy shit, Jonas. So just be careful next time you
jumping
on.
Dude, I haven't ridden one of them. I would die.
You would die? Why?
Because I would.
You're a millennial, though.
Yeah, dude, officially. Now.
Great.
I've been grandfathered in.
Yeah.
That grandfather's probably a great word to describe.
I was looking out for you, Jonas.
Dude, I'm so glad that you are no longer the oldest millennial in the world. No, it's
I think
me.
I still am. Oh, wait, oldest, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, they moved the. They backed the dates back up for you.
Yeah, dude, they fucking added a few people in line in front of you.
They might have. What you got, John?
Dude, You know,
I talked about my moaning scooters
for many, many years. For the world, there has been ways.
For many, many years of the world,
there has been
like
ways
the way you put things.
To prevent unwanted pregnancy. A lot of people don't take advantage of these reasons.
Abstinence.
Well, of course, that's the way to do it. But right now, all of the ways to prevent babies you don't want is for women.
No,
other than a condom.
There's condoms.
Dude, that's like a, I mean, that you can ingest. Like a pill.
Oh, you mean like a pill.
Yeah, dude, or a shot, or whatever. I am announcing.
You're announcing.
I'm not announcing. The male birth control pill.
I've heard of this.
Has passed its first round of human safety tests.
Yep, I've heard of this.
It's called the 11-beta, because you're no longer an alpha, MNTDC.
What do you mean you're no longer
takes
an alpha?
Takes your T down, dude. You got low T.
It takes your T down?
Yeah, dude. That's,
it DTs you?
Yeah, it DTs you.
DDT?
No. Yeah, at least one D, if not two Ds.
Wait a minute. How do you even get it up if you got
dude,
no T?
All right.
Jonas, you need T.
Right. That's why I said, that's why it's not the 11-alpha. It's 11-beta. It's subliminal.
Don't you fucking touch my T pharmaceutical country.
Okay. So basically,
companies.
It says the problem they've had in the past with finding a male birth control is a way to safely reduce the male hormone, testosterone.
There is no safe way.
While still being able to produce or to take down sperm production, but still be able to have a libido and have sexual performance. Because the T is what makes your D work.
Ooh, Jonas.
So that's been their goal. It says these...
Uh-uh. Go ahead, keep going.
Oh, go ahead, you tell me what you got.
You know what? These fucking masks are the worst. I'm like sniffle nosed and dude, sneezing and shit.
Sure.
Keep it going.
All
man.
Right, cool. So it's still in the early stages. It says it hasn't even been submitted to the FDA for approval. They say it still could be upwards of 10 years before this hits the market for men.
Jonas, you can't fuck around with guys' tea.
Well, right?
You really can't.
I know, dude.
I will have you know is that I was taking a medication that fucked with my libido. And what was the terminology they used?
I don't know.
Ejaculation hesitance.
Really?
That was the term.
That makes it sound like you could go longer.
No. No.
It's, just,
it's
like,
more like, why can't I go?
Oh.
Like, it seems like a good idea, but then it's just like, it won't happen.
Oh, I got you. So it's like.
Absolutely the worst experience of my life.
It's like you're filling up a bucket and it just every time it gets to the top the bottom falls out and then you gotta like refill it.
Yeah, basically.
Just like, oh, here it is. Here it is.
And then you just lose it completely.
Well, yeah, dude.
Then you gotta build it back up. Nothing happens.
After a while you just get tired.
Yeah, dude. And so
I mean everybody's like, wouldn't it be great if you could have sex for no.
Yeah, she gets tired too, trust me. She's like my dude. I'm done.
I feel you. So it says, but what this new pill does, it acts as a synthetic testosterone.
Your body doesn't produce the real stuff.
But it still makes you able to perform and have a sex drive, but you don't produce sperm.
Hits the neurotransmitters, but not the sperm production ones.
Right.
I like this.
And
okay.
It said when the people in the study stopped taking it, completely reversed.
Okay.
So, like, as soon as you stop taking the pill, I mean, I imagine it's probably a delay, you start producing sperm again.
So you have to stay on it, essentially. You have to take it because
it's
got to get enough
take
in your
birth
system.
Control, they got to take it every month.
Yeah.
So you got to get on your cycle, except for you're not cycling hormones for your period, etc. Because you man, don't
yeah,
have
well, they're used to having their E playing around with. Their E is all over the goddamn place anyway.
The E?
Yeah, but our T's, man, those things.
Dude, well, here's the thing I worry about with this. Like, it's a great idea in principle, but, like, men tend to have problems with their T as they get older, period. So if you start fucking around with your T when you're in your 20s...
You speak for yourself, goddammit.
I'm not talking about people our age. I'm talking about people gray hairs, dude.
Yeah.
So you automatically have your T going low because you're a man and that's what happens.
And then you can get T. You have to take T.
Yeah, but why would you start fucking with your natural testosterone levels like in your 20s just because you don't want to wear rubber? or you don't want to make your girl get on the pill, or you know what I mean?
Like, I see what you're trying. You're just rocking the boat that don't need to be rocked.
Right. That's like wearing glasses when you have one eye that's kind of bad, but you don't really need them. And then all of a sudden that eye just needs glasses because you fucking gets used to like that assistance. All
right. I'll give that that analogy a 7.
Usually my analogies are like a 3. So
I'm being generous today. Yeah. It's a beautiful
so
day.
So it said the last time I had a trial was in 2016, and they had to stop it because too many people were quitting due to the side effects.
What were the side effects?
Like them not being able to get it up, like just having no sex drive at all, like things like that.
That's the worst.
Yeah, dude. And said during this trial, not one person quit. Okay. So it was good enough that people would keep going. So that's that.
Well, there's like base with anything you take by mouth, there's going to be some side effects. But I don't know, man. I kind of see what you're saying. You don't really want to mess around with your tea. If your tea is good, don't fuck with your tea.
Right, dude. Because at some point in your life, you may need to enhance your testosterone.
But on the same note, Jonas, if you could just take a pill and not have babies.
I mean, that's also good.
Sign me up, man.
Well, and then for sure know that like no matter what, you ain't getting nobody pregnant. Well, because
you don't know for sure. That's for now.
Well, I mean, if they say that it stops sperm production,
I don't know, man. Girls on the pills have had kids for ages.
That's true. But the pill is also determined on how often they take it. If they miss it, same time. There's a lot of things that go into the pill.
I wonder if it is. It's
user error.
I wonder if it's as strict with this version of the.
I don't know, man. But I mean, so what would you think if you were say this was like on the market? You're a 20-year-old kid. What do you think is better? You get on the pill so you can't have babies, or your girlfriend gets on the pill so you can't have babies?
Well, I mean, I probably trust myself more because it's just like there's so many stories about, oh, I missed my pill and oops, we had a kid. I've heard that story way too much.
That is a story that people give, yes.
So I would like to have the ball in my court. I would take it.
Yeah.
But of course, Jonas, I'm not even going to hide it from anybody. I got a vasectomy. Fucking, that's the real way to go.
You're like, I know for sure I'm never having babies.
Yeah, this shit is all shut down. All of this down here, closed for business, motherfucker, all right? Nothing's working. I mean, well, it's working.
It works, just not like for baby producing.
Exactly.
Hey, man, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Like, I'm spitting out product, but it's just like you plant it in the soil, nothing comes up.
Oh, they're all bad bulbs.
I used to wonder, like, if I did get a vasectomy, would I just, like, fire off dust or some shit? Would I just shoot confetti, like, just so you knew it happened?
Yeah, I don't want to picture what comes out of
well,
you.
Well, it's like...
It's the looks, same, just
yeah,
different.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay, thanks.
I'll take pictures.
I'll take pictures. All right, I got another one for us. I got some stuff. We have some time.
Do we?
Yeah, we do. All right. So last week I talked about how they did a trial with LSD, that how they found it could have properties that are positive for people.
Uh-huh.
They're doing a similar study with MDMA or ecstasy.
Microdosing again?
No. This
megadosing?
So much you die. It's the ultimate fix. The FDA, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, has given MDMA a breakthrough therapy status. They have actually acknowledged that this is helpful for treatment of PTSD.
I could see that.
What they say, though, is, you know, people who have PTSD, they basically, a lot of times, they have the problem with PTSD is, like, it makes you, like, want to be away from people. Or if people have caused the traumatizing event to you, you want to, like, withdraw. You don't want to be social. You don't want to let people in, things like that.
Are you trying to say something?
No, I didn't say anything. But what it says here is it said when you take the MDMA, it reopens the window of opportunity for social bonding and rewiring through related faulty connections in the brain's social reward circuit.
Social rewards circuit.
So basically it said like, you know, when people – even if you're depressed or you don't want to be – when you get out and get around people, it, like, releases, like, dopamine and things like that because it's, like, an enjoyable experience. You're hanging out with people. You're – this is the average person. I'm not talking
this
about –
This is why I feel like you're trying to attack me with this.
Why don't you start taking ecstasy?
Because you know I fucking hate talking to people majority of my time.
Yeah, but when you get out, you're, like, a social butterfly. That's different.
Yeah, it was like fake, dude. I just want to go home and go play Overwatch. the whole time. I'm just thinking about Overwatch.
Yeah, the entire time. You're like talking to like some lady and you're just like, God, yeah, I want to go home and just play D.Va.
Or like fucking get on X-Hamster or some shit. I'm just like,
Jesus.
I always love to use X-Hamster because everybody goes to Pornhub. So I just like to, anyway, go ahead.
All right.
So
basically what they did is they.
Is it working?
The FDA has given it breakthrough status. So basically what they did is they tried it in mice. They said it in adult mice. They don't usually have social bonding. Like, they don't do that. So they put mice. Usually that's only happens with juvenile mice. Like, adult mice don't tend to bond.
Okay.
So what they did was they gave placebos to some mice and whatever and had them hang out while they were, like, taking ecstasy. And then, like, what happens is when they put them back into the cage when they were done with their trip or whatever, they still, like, would go and hang out with other mice and stuff, which is not like mice normally do. And this lasted for more than 2 weeks after one dose of MDMA.
Shut up and take my money.
Yeah, right?
Because you've convinced me.
And what they hope to get from this is they say it may allow the patient to bond more with their therapist to help them recover from the trauma, because like when you're on MDMA, you're more friendly and outgoing and willing to speak than when, you know, if you're.
Are they sure that the mice just aren't high?
Yeah, I mean, that could be it too. So it says it could ease their social symptoms such as distrust and avoiding people, and it said that. The clinics are doing a larger scale of phase 3 trials of MDMA-assisted therapy with people with PTSD, and that with this new status of breakthrough status, it may be approved for legal use as soon as 2021, which is like in like 2 years.
You know, I'm glad that we're getting beyond the moral point of just outlawing all the drugs and actually trying to find some fucking uses for these things.
Yeah, man. Even if drugs like LSD and ecstasy.
I don't know, because honestly, there's got to be some side effects. There's a side effect to every drug on this planet.
Yeah.
Every single drug has a side effect. You put something in your body, guess what? It's going to do something to your body. That's what happens.
Yeah, I mean, even the same with food.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, if the side effects are detrimental or even, you know, worse off, deadly, then yeah, we need to take steps. But I'm just glad that we're getting beyond the point of just, like, fucking baby boomer mindset where we're just like, drugs are bad, okay?
Right.
And now we're like, hey, you know, let's find out if this shit can help somebody.
Well, yeah, dude.
I don't know about this LSD thing or this MDMA thing, but
I mean, I think
it's worth
the
study.
Or they said shrooms too, with like LSD, same the hallucinogenic drugs. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if they're ever going to really find benefits for like meth, crack, cocaine, heroin.
Those things are basically poison.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, I mean, heroin is kind of like morphine, you know what I mean? So I guess, like, but it's the street version of morphine.
Yeah, but it has some side effects that are very,
like
very. Yeah,
constipation.
That are extremely visible if you've ever known a person that's been on them for a long time.
Yeah, dude.
Like, yeah, I've got a lot of energy, but my teeth are falling out.
See all these sores all over my face?
Yeah.
And how my eyes are sunken in? I look about 90 years old, even though I'm 24? Meth.
All right, Jonas. Is that all you got?
Dude, those are all my my little fucking token breakers. All
right, let's end this, because I have to take a poop like none other, dude.
All right, what a way to end it.
It is knocking right now.
Knocking on heaven's door. All right. Well, thank you all for watching. That is all the time that we have for today's episode. Please make sure to subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. If not, go to YouTube and subscribe. Crazy Town Media. If you're not following us on Twitch, watch this shit live.
Why aren't you?
Twitch.tv/CrazyTownMedia live. For Jonas. For TT Diamond.
That's me.
That's him.
Keep your composure.
We.
Testicles!
Oh.
Ha ha ha.